Donald Trump is the greatest friend that the state of Israel has ever had in the White House. No American president has ever done more for Israel. And as I said in Washington, it ain't even close. It's really not a match. Mr. President, today we welcome you here to thank you for your pivotal leadership in putting forward a proposal that got the backing of almost the entire world, a proposal that brings all our hostages home. A proposal that ends the war by achieving all our objectives. A proposal that opens the door to an historic expansion of peace in our region and beyond our region. Mr. President, you are committed to this peace. I am committed to this peace. And together, Mr. President, we will achieve this peace. We've done it before in the Abraham Accords, and we'll do it again. Mr. President, thank you for all you have done for us. I have submitted your nomination to be the first non-Israeli recipient of the Israel Prize, Israel's highest award. As to that other prize, just a question of time, you'll get it. But I want you to get the Israel Prize, our highest award, to our greatest friend. When others were weak, you were strong. When others were fearful, you were bold. When others abandoned us, you stood by our side. On behalf of the government and people of Israel, I thank you for your extraordinary friendship. Thank you for helping bring our hostages home. Thank you for supporting Israel's march to victory. Thank you for paving a path to peace.